This is
It's Mike's Daily Podcast.
Episode 2822. Hello, how are you? It's Mike Matthews, but you probably already knew. And we're having a good time. No, this is not for the few that don't like podcasts. This is for someone that likes a podcast and likes to find out things that they might ask. Answers to questions they might ask, like
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Movies. What's going on in the movies? Well, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes did well.
Mike's.
But I guess that's expected.
Daily.
But this is
podcast.
Possibly a summer box office bust this year. The season's movie slate could put up the lowest haul in decades for the first time since 2009. The summer box office doesn't have a Marvel film flick to kick off the key movie season. No Marvel film at the beginning of the summer. It seemed like we had one every year. Oh, I guess we did since 2009. What that must have been in 2009. That must have been the Iron Man, wasn't it? Summer of the Summer. Let's see. 2009 was Star Trek? Oh, really? Blindside did well. The Hurt Locker, but that was 2008. And Up. And Avatar. Right. Okay. And 500 Days of Summer. I remember that. Depressing movie. Zooey Deschanel was so popular at that moment. She was in everything. So much so, she said, I'm getting out of movies. I'm only going to do a TV show. And that's when New Girl came along. All right. Well, that's...
And here's today's podcast picture.
Universal's The Fall Guy, which is not the podcast picture. The podcast picture is from the lovely area of Half Moon Bay. We were there recently, my lovely lady friend and I. See that cool picture at mikesdailypodcast.com. Universal's The Fall Guy stumbled to $28 million in domestic debut, in its domestic debut, despite solid reviews. The summer box office, the late, great Basil the Boxer. He didn't like the summer when it got so hot, because boxers don't like the heat. They're like, nope, nope, bring me air conditioning, bring me water, this is ridiculous. But the summer box office is set to decline from last year. Last year was about a $4.1 billion haul. But, and here's my ridiculous random post here, is dual Hollywood labor strikes halted production and clogged the pipeline of new film releases. So now insiders are expected to see about an $800 million drop this year.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah. All the way down to $3 billion. So, from the previous year. Only one superhero movie, Deadpool and Wolverine, Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman, can you save us? It will be the first R-rated Disney Marvel flick.
From Micropedia Insanica.
Yes, as I look through my Insanica here. Before COVID, the summer box office consistently topped more than $4 billion. So it's $3.3 billion this year. The biggest summer movie releases, well, we've already had Kingdom of Planet of the Apes. Then later on this month will be Furiosa, a Mad Max story. I think I saw a commercial for that.
Mike ripped someone a new one.
I didn't understand what was happening. I'm like, where's Tina Turner? Where's Mel Gibson? I don't get what's Mad Max. But yes, Mad Max, I know, has progressed since those 80s movies. Then there's Bad Boys Ride or Die. That's June 7th. Then Inside Out 2 is finally, let's see, Bing Bong? That sad story in the first one. Is Bing Bong going to come back? That's June 14th. Then June 28th, A Quiet Place.
The Mike Tip.
Day One. Wait, is that that like quiet movie thing? The quiet, the shush, where you're not supposed to talk at all, or you're gonna have John Krasinski die. Emily Blunt, rather, is back in this. So, okay, then there is
Mike's Scavenger Hunt.
Oh, and I saw a commercial for this as I was looking through things to watch things. A big, long commercial for Despicable Me. For the big twist in this one is that some of the minions become like superheroes. Yeah. So, I guess we're still getting superheroes thrown at us this year. Then there's Twisters.
The Newsbleed section.
In our Newsbleed section here, Twisters. That would be the follow-up to Twister, which I went to... I never saw that movie completely. I saw, like, the first hour, and then there was a power outage at the theater, and we had to leave. And it was at one of the most scary points in Twister. I think a car was flying at the camera, being picked up by a tornado, was being thrown at the camera. And which, incidentally, is that some sort of movie promotion, all the tornadoes we've had lately in the U.S.? If it is, make it stop. But right as the camera gets thrown,
Wow
Shuts Wow at the camera, the lights went out and the power went out. And they gave us a ticket to come back and see a movie, a different movie, or that movie. I didn't end up seeing Twister. I thought, I think whatever else was big that year I went to see. And then finally, the biggest movie, probably July 26th, Deadpool and Wolverine. People love Deadpool. People love Wolverine. He was the only character from the X-Men to go off on a couple of solo movies. Disney's Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes doing really well, and Furiosa is expected to hit between $40 million and $50 million. Meanwhile, TikTok is up against Uncle Sam, and it's finally happening. The second biggest story on TikTok was Kim Kardashian's corset. TikTok used a 66-page legal complaint to escalate its beef with the U.S. government. This from Rob Black. I produce this podcast. He's heard on the radio Monday through Friday on AM 1220 KDOW weekday mornings.
Life grand.
Isn't that grand?
Grand.
And then he's on TV Monday through Thursday in the 9 o'clock hour on Cron. As we go outside a cafe anyway, where we bring you Mike's Daily Podcast, somewhere in Podcastro Valleyton, the last place on earth in the land of Ameritopica. So the app sued the U.S. over a law that forces it to be sold to a non-Chinese company to avoid a ban in the U.S. ByteDance, who owns it, said, "Bite me," and they have up to 12 months to seal the deal before it gets blocked in the U.S. Before no more TikTok, which I don't care. I still can't get back on the TikTok. They closed my account. What did I do wrong? I'll tell you, I never downloaded the app to my phone. I was just going through the web, but maybe they don't like that. I was just going through their browser.
Wine.
Their,
well, I like
the whiny white man wineless.
Through their website. That's me whining. I whine about TikTok because I'm white. And I'm an old guy. TikTok claims a ban would deprive its 170 million U.S. users of a way to consume and transmit information. Oh, there's no other way to transmit information? Dang. That's not true. TikTok says selling the company is impossible as the app under new owners would, quote, not be commercially viable if Americans were cut from the global content. What, they saying Americans can't make something commercially viable? We came up with Facebook, dude. An American did that. China likely would permit the secret algorithm. Oh, they would not. China would not permit the secret algorithm, because it's the secret sauce, to change hands. Expect the U.S. to argue that its actions are legitimate due to concerns over China using TikTok to steal Americans' data or push propaganda. And this might end up in the Supreme Court. Oh, so I was talking about on the last podcast, the one that was called Employment. I wonder if anybody saw the name of that and thought, is Mike out of a job? FFF episode 2821. I was discussing how restaurants have gotten so expensive. Something that was $8 just 2 years ago is now 20.
Mike's absolutely useless review.
And that's my useless review about that, which you already knew about that. But why do we go out to eat then? Just take it home. Cook. We all need to learn how to cook. It's so easy now. There's so many great devices to help you cook. You got your pressure cooker thingy. Your George Foreman grills are always reliable. Microwave ovens. Custom kitchen deliveries. Well, the...
Fair and unbalanced.
Looks like, though, the average tip in America is about 18%. That's about what I tipped the other day. The state that tips the most, though, is this one right here that I am podcasting to you from, California. Approximately 23% is what we tip. Where do all the convertibles go? Top down, hair flowing in the wind. In 2004, Americans bought over 315,000 convertibles. In 2010, that convertibles,
all right, let's go.
They dropped down to half that, 140,000. And last year it plunged even half that, just down to 70,000. So convertibles, not so much anymore. I think people just don't like their cars getting broken into. And they don't like the bugs in their teeth. And they don't like their hair product getting blown out through the wind outside. And the sun is bad for you. And your hat goes flying off if you don't want the sun giving you skin cancer, etc. So that...
MTV News. You hear it first.
And this last bit of news, which is interesting, you probably heard of that Panera. And the only drink I've ever gotten at Panera was their iced coffee drink, which I enjoyed and would really get me going. Wow. If you ever heard me do a podcast after drinking one of those, it really didn't make any sense. It was just a whoo, quite an experience. Well, Panera said that it would stop selling charged sips, its caffeinated lemonades, at the center of a wrongful death lawsuit brought by the families of two people who said that the families of two people that the family say the two people died.
This is interesting.
Wow, this is interesting.
Yeah, this is interesting. Died of cardiac arrest after drinking the charged lemonade, the caffeinated lemonade. How about Mike's hard lemonade? Can I still drink that? Not owned by Mike's Daily Podcast. It's a different Mike's. But hey, we both do the Mike apostrophe S thing. Tesla's shares dipped 2% on reports that U.S. prosecutors are looking into whether the company...
But if you get offended, that's the way the cookie crumbles.
No. If you don't like Elon Musk, that's the way the cookie crumbles, because he can be offensive. The company committed wire fraud as part of a probe into Tesla's autopilot systems. They were looking into, U.S. prosecutors are, whether the company committed wire fraud. Outside a cafe anyway, somewhere in Podcastro Valley, Tim, look who's here right now. Hi, Mike. It's Benita the Rodeo Queen. How y'all doing?
Matthew's News.
What was that, Mike? It was something promoting me doing some Matthew's News. Isn't that... Oh, there's your horse right there.
News random.
Oh, no, it's a another thing talking about how the news is random. So I was...
Right? Good.
A little confused by that. And millennials talking to me and saying things millennial.
First of all, I just want to just thank everyone for joining us here on this show. This is great.
Okay. And, oh, finally, here's your horse. That's right, man. I sure missed my horse. Nearly was gone a long time. Yeah. And look who else is here.
It's a disgruntled fiddle player, tell you what.
What?
I think all this stuff is ridiculous bunk, and I don't believe none of it, and that AI stuff, and whatnot, and all that crazy nonsense and satanic stuff going on at the Eurovision things. Tell you what.
What?
It was crazy.
Eurovision. Wow, you brought up Eurovision on the show, disgruntled fiddle player. I'm impressed. That's what I did not watch any of it. The closest I get to watching Eurovision is that Will Ferrell, Rachel McAdams movie that came out a couple of years ago. I'd rather enjoy that again versus watching these pop artists. But I know this is everything to some of the European crowd. And, oh, speaking of which, look who's bringing us some root beer.
Hello, Mike. I make delicious root beer hats right now. I'll kill you.
All right, I'm going to drink some right now. Yum, that was delicious. Okay, all right. Sorry, I'll really drink it this time. Mmm. Oh, that was pretty good. What's in that?
I put some kind of substance that I will not say on this podcast. Oh,
uh-oh. I hope it... Hmm? What? No. It better not be caffeine. That didn't go so well for some people at Panera recently. How about just put some bread in there? Your name is Panera, after all. Doesn't that mean bread or something similar to that? Hmm. Well, I would like to apologize for all the violence on today's podcast. If you would like to call in, maybe help us out in some way with your thoughts and your opinions on things and your insights, here's
call
the phone
Mike
number.
Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
Will you shut up? Liberty Nation Freedom Foam for All.
And with more ways to find out Mike's Daily Podcast type things and to contact me and to see past podcast pictures, etc., here is A-Frame.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.